With the Farm and Ranch Report, I'm Rick Worthington. The trade war between the U.S. and China has impacted American farmers. And even after the G7 summit, it's not over yet. Roger Johnson, president of the National Farmers Union, says farmers are hurting and wants the current administration to turn things around.
Instead of bringing the rest of the world together to hold China accountable, it seems like we've decided it's better to offend the rest of the world first and then take on China all by ourselves. And that uncertainty does a lot of damage to agricultural markets.
Johnson also says the impact of the trade war has become almost too much for many farmers to recover from.
Farmers have spent millions, tens of millions of dollars in the last couple of decades building markets overseas, not just in China, but all over the world. And we are now in a position where we're just recoiling from all this disruption that's taking place as a result of actions from this administration. It seems like we just routinely are offending other countries and other leaders. And we understand as farmers, we need these markets.
Recently, China unveiled a new round of retaliatory tariffs on about $75 billion worth of U.S. goods, the latest escalation in the ongoing trade war that's putting a strain on the world's two largest economies. Thanks for listening to the Farm and Ranch Report. Get more information at aginfo.net. I'm Rick Worthington.